I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a fall evening outside. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is my go-to. They've got everything. Whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoints. Cigars International is the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International also offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping, their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence, knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. They got great relationships with their vendors that help provide great low prices. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International's make it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. It's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they are giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. That is CigarsInternational.com and use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout for 20% off $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want to explore something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Monday Morning Recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I'm going to have to change the catchphrase this week to bet with us or against us to bet with us or against Ross, because I got absolutely killed this weekend. Luckily, MyBookie is not only offering me, but you rake back options there, so the amount of bets and the amount of money that goes in, they'll give you back some of the losses. And my account is now at $141 that they have given me back because I did so horrific this weekend. We'll start with the NFL.
Did you not eat the W with Jameis?
No.
No? God damn, dude.
Look, everybody knows these bet slips go in on Drinking Bros Sports. I had the Ravens in every single parlay, because at the -6, it brought it down to 2.5. So, dude, Ravens field goal, Jameis, Browns. Browns are 1-6, for Christ's sakes. Couldn't believe what I saw out of that
fucking team. I would never
team.
Gamble against my sweet, sweet boy, Jameis.
That's nuts, though, right?
No.
To come in and beat the Ravens?
They always play the Ravens really hard. I had that in a teaser as well, and about halfway through that game, I was like,
Miles Garrett came to the game dressed as the Terminator.
As well he should.
No, but he had the full face. Yeah. Like, he went
white
all
face
out.
On, in fact.
He did go white face.
Look, as well he should, man. He plays hard every single down, doesn't matter how shitty the team is. It's never been the defense or Miles Garrett. It has always been the quarterback. And then, interestingly enough, you swapped him out for Jameis, and you beat the second-best team in the AFC? Like, what the fuck?
Well, Deshaun Watson sucks ass.
He's that bad.
He is so fucking bad. We've been screaming start Jameis all year.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but it's still one of those things where would it really work?
Also, Chubb was back, right?
Chubb was back. He's been back for a couple weeks now.
And
this
the
is
defense
the
never
week.
Left.
Defense never left. Yeah. But you did trade Amari Cooper. So who is he throwing the fucking ball to?
Doesn't matter.
Jameis don't need
You let Jameis sling.
Yeah.
Man.
Let the crab man boil.
I mean, just out of curiosity, I just want to see who the Browns receivers were in this game. I mean, I like that line, by the way. Don't think that I overlooked it.
Print the shirts.
Yeah, let the crab man boil, because that's way better than let Russ cook. All right, for receiving, Cedric Tillman. Anybody? I don't know who that is.
He's a gunslinger. He doesn't care.
Cedric Tillman.
Elijah Moore.
I know that name.
It sounds familiar. Jerry Judy. No, I know Jerry Judy. I like Jerry Judy.
No,
David
Moore.
Njoku. Okay, that's cool. Jeff Swaim. Pierre Strong Jr. had a catch in this game. And then Jordan Akins.
Elijah Moore was on that Ole Miss team that was loaded.
It was, yeah. And by the way, you know who the... he got fired, but you know who the current Browns offensive coordinator is? It was the OC for those high-flying Buffalo Bills teams, Ken Dorsey, your boy.
Oh, my boy that we beat in the National Championship. Yeah, from Miami.
Not a bad OC. I know the Browns... The Bills wanted to make a switch, and I don't think wrongly so, but like Dorsey had some great offenses there, so he's a competent offensive coordinator.
Yeah, but I'm looking at these numbers. To come off the couch after 2 years and play, 27 of 41 for 3 touchdowns and 334 yards against a Ravens team that has a really good defense is fucking insane.
Yeah, he found God. All right.
Something
happened. Jameis found God. He thanked good Lord, and all power to him.
Yeah, exactly. He's just eating.
No reason for him not to be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
This happens a lot where, you know, we always talk about like, man, there are just, how are there not 30 fucking guys or 32, whatever. There's never 32, but there's always more. Like, there's at least two or three backups at any given time that should be starters somewhere.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Jameis is one of them.
Yes. He's one of the top 30 in the NFL for sure.
Easily. No question.
But could he beat the second best team in the NFL?
The answer to that is yes.
It is.
Again, like these guys, and it's not college, so it's not quite the same, but this is a rivalry game.
Mm-hmm.
The Browns get up. Cleveland gets up for whatever reason for the Ravens.
Art Modell, because he was one who sold the Browns to the Ravens, so they've always hated the Ravens.
Do the players care? You know what I mean? Like, even the teams
I know
still get up for each other, or the Browns, I should say, because they're the little brother, because the Ravens have, what, 2 Super Bowls since they moved. It's always a bit of a tough game. And about halfway through watching that score, I was just like, oh, fuck, I really didn't think about that.
The Browns made the playoffs since they've come back.
I think it was Baker just once, right? I think Baker made it once.
They had the really good year in like 08 with like Braylon Edwards and shit, but I don't think they made the playoffs that year.
I think they made it once with Baker and they lost.
They made the playoffs in 23, 20, and then 2002 was the time before that. So they made the playoffs 3 times as this iteration of the Browns.
But was it Joe? It was Joe Flacco.
Mm.
And 23, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Flacco. Yeah, that's right. He played with them, and they lost to CJ Stroud. Right?
Yeah, in the first round. Yeah.
And then they actually won a game in 2020. They beat the Steelers and then lost to the Chiefs in the second round.
The 2020 season doesn't count.
Oh my god. Okay.
It doesn't.
Who won that year?
Brady.
Brady, was that Buccaneers Brady?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that counts. That fucking counts. It was a real Super Bowl.
No, 2020 was right before COVID. So
It was.
This
but
is the 2020 playoff. It's for the 2020 season.
Yeah, so they snuck it in before COVID. COVID didn't hit until March. Super Bowl's in February.
No, that was the Chiefs. That
was
beat
the Chiefs
49ers.
Beating the Niners. That was the Chiefs' first Super Bowl. The 2019 season, 2020 playoffs. This is the 2020.
That
season.
That was a good one too, though.
But that counts. That was counts. A full regular season.
That was a great. It was a great Super Bowl too.
Right, but that was a huge concern that if the 49ers won the Super Bowl, they're going to have the parade, and it was starting to kind of pop off a little bit in the West Coast.
Yeah.
Coming over from China.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, what if COVID spreads because of the Super Bowl?
Because of the Super Bowl. Well,
super spreader event.
I'll give that Super Bowl. That's a fine one. The bubble ring for LeBron.
Bubble ring for Brady?
No.
Nah.
No, there was no bubble. They had fans and all
kind
this
of.
Shit.
Kind of.
We'll move on, though, to a game we talked about last week that I said, hey, I'm just tuning into this to watch these quarterbacks go at it. No one was expecting what happened there. Obviously, it was Bears Redskins. Came down to a 70-yard Hail Mary in the air.
I've never seen a longer completed pass in the air.
In the air, right? Me neither. And then
that has to be close to. I'm actually going to look that up. That has to be close to a record.
It has to be close to a record in the air. One, two. I didn't see the footage of the guy taunting the fans and then sprinting back over to get into the play. It was his hand that the ball tipped off of that went to Noah Brown out of the Ohio State University. Shout out Noah Brown there. Romo also lets Jim Nance call that play. And it's iconic. That will live on forever. And the Redskins could actually make the playoffs because of that. And it was fucking rad.
Well, I never saw it, so I don't know if it happened.
Which one?
I've yet to see the Hail Mary still.
You haven't seen the play itself?
I haven't seen it.
Stop.
I watched the Eagles and that was it.
Actually,
I've seen that play probably 30 or 40 times in the last day now. I mean, it's everywhere.
I've avoided it.
Man.
Why?
I don't want to see it. I don't care for it.
You a hater?
Yeah, I am a hater. I'm clearly a Jaden Daniels hater.
I know you are, but for four years
no, until he dies.
Nah,
yeah, he will. He will.
Eagles are starting to click. Sirianni hasn't lost a game since he shaved his head.
Redskins are now 6-2.
We're 5-2.
I understand, but this is a rookie quarterback on a kind of a mediocre team that
That's
has
fine.
No defense or anything else.
Oh, the Redskins have a really dynamic, awesome rookie quarterback. Surely that can't end poorly.
It probably will.
Yeah.
I mean, he's already hurt, and he was playing hurt.
Yeah.
I told you he would play just because it was Caleb Williams. If it wasn't going against Caleb Williams, I don't know that he would have played this game. It was incredible to watch. The call was awesome. It was perfect. It's just one of those moments that will live in NFL lore. Yeah. I mean, you could call it the second greatest play of all time besides the Immaculate Reception, like, just because of the length of it.
Yeah.
And how he had to get open, like, he had to run around for, like...
It's probably one of the greatest regular season plays I've ever seen.
Yeah.
For sure. By the way, the longest completed pass in the air of all time in the NFL.
Okay.
70 and a half yards. A Hail Mary.
Okay. Rodgers?
Baker Mayfield.
Was it really?
Yeah, 2020. Baker Mayfield.
No way. I can't believe he can even throw it that
far. I was pretty surprised to read that as well.
I remember seeing Rodgers do it against the Lions one night, and I thought that was the longest I'd ever
seen. Some say it was Rodgers' 69-yard. Like, there's, I guess, a little bit of...
That was the one that I watched.
Yeah, yeah.
And watching it live, I was like, I've never seen a ball thrown further in my life in a real game that was caught, where I was just like, holy shit.
Me personally, it's probably that Michael Vick throw out of the stadium.
Oh, and the commercial that didn't exist?
Yeah,
the fake one?
I mean,
this was a real-life one.
Some say that ball still hasn't landed.
I actually believe that Michael Vick once threw a terrier
a
full 100 yards into a cage full of pit bulls.
Just to say
he could do it.
Yeah, I would believe that.
Well,
or a pug.
Rob, it's a different culture down
Pugs
there.
Pugs aren't very aerodynamic, though, so that's a great throw if he did that. Because
it's
just a flat face catching air.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true, but it does have some weight on it.
That's true.
But
what kind of dog do you want to, like, really get the most distance?
Dachshund.
Yeah, a wiener dog?
Yeah,
maybe like a little poodle?
Very close to a football.
It's like it's almost like throwing a football or even a small spear. You know what I mean? It's just very pointed and long. And that's where I'm going with it. I'm going dachshund all the way.
I'll go dachshund. I'll go wiener dog.
It'll
all
fucking
day
fly
long.
Like a vortex, really.
Yeah.
You think it'll whistle?
Yeah, a little bit. You'll hear it.
It'll make a noise.
It'll be like a blind football.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of whistle in the air so people can catch it. Vikings got sculled by the Rams this week. Nacua came back. Lights out. Cooper Kupp came back. Lights out. What a totally different looking team.
It's like the Rams are good if they actually are healthy.
Yeah, and that's the problem is they haven't been healthy all year. They get those two guys back. Stafford throws four TDs. Vikings go to 5-2. I will say this, Vikings fans, that... face mask in the end zone where Durr got his entire face ripped off of his body there was the craziest unseen call I've ever seen in my... His whole head turned around like a fucking owl.
Got to play through it.
Yeah. No, you don't. That was awful because it caused a safety as well. So it wasn't just, it's a sack. It was also a safety. It was an 8-point game at that point. To score a touchdown and go for two to tie the game is reasonable. That made it unreasonable and it got it out of reach.
They're fine.
Eagles-Bengals, I didn't watch this game. Had money on the Eagles, though. What happened in this one, and why was it such a blowout?
Just started to click. We got all our guys back, you know. We're starting to just cook a little bit. We're doing fine.
Okay.
I mean, the Bengals also, their defense is ass. Their defense sucks. And Burrow didn't have that good of a game.
At 3-5, are they done?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
I think they're done.
I don't think so.
They're 0-4 at home, too.
They need to win 7 of their next 9 to get to 10 wins.
Look at their schedule.
Okay. First off, they play in a tough division.
Yeah.
So their schedule's probably brutal.
They got to go up against Jameis now.
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
Thankfully, they only have one more game against Jameis, though, because I already beat the Browns.
I mean, right.
Yeah. They need to win probably 7 of their next 9, maybe 6 of their next 9, but they have to play at the Ravens, at the Chargers.
Yeah, well, let's not skip the Raiders.
That's fine. That's a win. But I'm saying all the ones that are questionable or definite
Chargers
losses.
Chargers suck.
At Ravens, at Chargers, versus Steelers.
Cowboys are
at
ass.
Steelers to end.
Titans are ass.
It's close. At Cowboys, who
they
knows?
Can do it.
They can't. Okay, anyone can.
Anyone can.
The Broncos? Come on.
Broncos doing it.
Broncos doing that thing. God damn it, dude. It was the first text I got from Derek. Jesus Christ, dude.
Let's ride, baby.
The Broncos won again. They played the Panthers, for Christ's sakes. 28-14. Congratulations, Bo Nix. Falcons, fucking oddly, after getting destroyed last week at home by Seattle, they fucking put on a display there in Tampa. That was a really great game if you got to watch it. That also came down to a Hail Mary that was caught from Baker Mayfield, but he was out of the end zone. Yeah, so yeah. Game
too much
over.
Arm.
Yeah, it
too
was.
Strong.
By yeah. the way, no lie, it actually was too strong. If he would have thrown that 5 yards shorter, he would have given the receivers a better shot at that. It was out of the back of the end zone, so it really was too much arm on that one. I watched that game. Lions destroyed the Titans. Not a shock there. I mean, the shock is that they put up 52 fucking points.
Dude, Lions are coming. Lions are winning the NFC. Lions, Chiefs, Super Bowl.
At this point, I think it'd be fun.
That'd be a blast of a Super Bowl.
If Detroit won for the city of Detroit, yeah, it'd be really fun if that actually happened this year. Next up, Cardinals versus Dolphins. Tua was back. One of those games where you hold your breath every time he had the fucking ball there.
And Tua was good.
He was. It's just they came up short. Not bad for coming off your third concussion there. And then the games that the Cardinals are winning. So when Kyler Murray realizes he is Marvin Harrison and they just fucking torch people, I don't understand why you're not just going to him every single
down.
Well,
it's not his job to throw the ball to Marvin Harrison.
It's not his job to throw to anybody, apparently.
Yeah.
But he decided to in this game, and they won by 1 point. Are the Dolphins out of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they have no shot. Yeah.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Although that division is... I mean, the Bills are good, but then no
that's
one
a one,
else.
That's
no
a one-bid league, yeah. So to speak.
It is. Texans continue to roll. They're 6-2. Packers continue to roll. They're 6-2. Jets. Man, what do you do with
Kill
this
Aaron
fucking
Rodgers.
Team?
You got to murder him. Yeah. You got to get him out of your franchise. Yeah, I mean, he's following the Brett Favre path.
Yeah, but he's taking an extra year with the Jets. You're only supposed to do one.
He's just got to send a dick pic to a reporter.
Yeah.
In Crocs.
Then, yeah, in Crocs. And then sign up and move to Minnesota.
But at this point, you've blown up. One guy has blown up an entire franchise. Mm-hmm. He got all the coaches fired. He got his favorite player there on a $120 million contract that the Jets are going to be saddled with as well. You have no quarterback. Mm-hmm. What do you do with this team?
Just strip it down.
But can you cut him?
I don't know what the situation is.
Is his contract even that long? Because he's old.
No, he's got one more year.
Yeah. You just fucking
I guess ride it out, see if you can sell tickets, and just try to accrue draft capital as
maybe
much as you
just
can.
Have him do a podcast on it.
Yeah. And then try to monetize that
basically.
To pay back the team.
He's such a piece of shit, man. You can't do this. Like, you can't do this with someone like him. Like, you can do it with someone like Peyton Manning or, I guess, Brett Favre, like dudes who just like love football.
Well, Brett Favre's thing was, hey, I don't know if I should retire, right, for the last, like, 4 or 5
yeah,
years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is a whole different story of just holding people hostage, saying he's going to play, and then being shitty, and then not putting the onus on himself for being shitty.
Yeah, he sucks.
Sucks.
He's the worst. Like, just, but you got to eat, I guess, eat shit, play, let him keep playing. Maybe he'll do some Aaron magic. I mean, you're not going to win anything, but maybe you'll sell tickets, right?
Couldn't happen to better people.
Yeah.
Exactly. But the weird thing is, if you look at what Flacco is doing for the Colts, because he kept it really close against the Texans, you put Flacco with the rest of these guys on the Jets, it's probably a wild card team.
I don't think so.
I do.
I don't.
You've got Garrett Wilson. You've got Devontae Adams. You've got Breece Hall. You got a Conklin at tight ends. You got a really great defense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say anything's better than Aaron Rodgers because obviously Zach Wilson wasn't, but almost anything. Like, fucking, I mean, it's just, he just doesn't give a fuck. Doesn't matter.
17-28 against the Patriots? Like, that's
vaunted defense.
No.
Well,
no, they're not.
Defense got a little less stacked. They just made a trade with the Chiefs. The Chiefs picked up Joshua Uche.
Yep.
The pass rusher.
For sure
his,
did.
For his sixth rounder, I think, something like that. He had 11 sacks 2 years ago.
And they got DeAndre Hopkins,
yes.
And they're undefeated. So this Super Bowl is over.
What kind of asset is a six-round pick? Why even bother?
It's very Belichickian of them.
It is. Because you know what everybody's going to say. Brady was a six-round pick or seven-round pick. Like, yeah.
It's more.
People know that Tom Brady's happen every year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, it's more just, I mean, the more draft picks you have, whatever, you can do something with it.
You can do something with it. Chargers, 4-3. You know, just fucking Jim Harbaugh playing.
They're not, I tell you what, they're not
Jim
good.
Harbaugh football. I know, and they're not fun to watch either because of that style of play. But
they beat the Saints.
I understand, without but they're Derek still Carr. 4-3, and everyone else is shitty. They have a legitimate shot at the playoffs.
When is Derek Carr coming back? Because the Chiefs, or I'm sorry, the Chiefs, the Saints are, boy, they are just like free money with Spencer Rattler at the helm.
They're 2-6 now. They're done.
My boy Jay Kaner's getting snaps.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I would hope
I think they benched Spencer Rattler halfway through.
They had to have. And the Panthers are playing him next week, and the Saints are a 7-point favorite against the Panthers. That's how bad the Panthers are.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Saints scored 8 points. Two of those were on a safety, so they got 2 field goals, and that was
How was Andy Dalton after the car crash?
Nobody said.
That's why he didn't play, right? He like fucked up his hand.
Yeah. Bryce Hall or Bryce Young had to start there, and yeah, they still lost. They still lost over there. Bo Nix actually had a really good game. 284 and 3 touchdowns.
Hmm.
But it's the Panthers, so we're going to relax on that.
Still How many yards are you thrown for against the Panthers? You personally.
We could Me? Push,
yeah.
I could probably give you 180 safely.
Yeah.
Safely 180.
I'm thinking minimum 141.
Yeah. Somewhere in there.
Like 17 for 20.
Sure.
Nah.
Just picking my spots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just picking dump off Danny.
I think I'd be 10 for 23, but whatever, man. You can put me down for 180.
Led my fraternity to a 500 record as quarterback. No big deal.
Yeah, yeah. I led him to the championship every year. It wasn't QB, though. Next up was...
We didn't have a whole lot of talent at Fiji, so...
You didn't?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
Not a lot of skill man. Position talent.
No.
Yeah, that happens.
A lot of fat boys.
Chiefs rolled. They didn't care in this game. Minshew, though, did what he could. It was a one-score game.
Kind of. They were up 2 scores. The Raiders got a really, really late touchdown with like a minute left or something like that. So
for the spread. Minshew does it for the people, dude. Yeah. He gives the people the what they want.
The closing line was like 7, wasn't it?
Yeah, 7.5.
Oh, okay. Wow, it got all the way to 7.5?
Sure did.
It opened at like... 6 or 5 or something like that.
Who
cares?
I think it was at 9 at one point, and then it dropped. So, so did the Ravens one. Ravens kept dropping throughout the week.
Yeah.
And it got down around right around 7.5, right around kick. So that was nuts. And then the Cowboys 49ers. Cowboys are 3-4. Mm-hmm. They're bringing in running backs, I guess. They're trying out running backs or something down there.
It wasn't this close either. 49ers were winning by like 3 scores.
Yeah, Cowboys put up 2 late touchdowns. Yeah. That's the only reason that got within this.
CeeDee Lamb went off, but yeah, that's about it.
Well, they didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
They did throw the ball.
Just a nightmare of a team.
Nightmare of a team. And then we'll get to tonight's game here. Spread and over under. We're going to read from mybookie.com again. Promo code Drinking Bros will double that first deposits all the way up to $1,000 over there. And then the rake backs, Bob. Tell everybody what the sitch is with those.
Look, you can't always win, okay? You can't always win, but MyBookie knows that, and they like to hook you up, help you out. If you've had a bad week or whatever, they'll toss you a little bit of rake back, just a little bit of stuff back so you can keep playing because they know maybe you always can't refill or whatever. So if you're in the MyBookie Plus reward system, which if you've played long enough, which I assume most of our listeners have,
yeah.
Check there's a little tab, MyBookie Plus, like right in the middle of the homepage. You click on that, and then I think the second tab over under that is rake backs. And yeah, you can check it all out. And yeah, they'll give you free money for it to play if you had a bad weekend or whatever. So the rakebacks, they're helping out with their customers for sure. It's sweet.
Was that the yard guy that you
That heard? Is our yard guy.
He comes right when the show starts.
Yep. Every
what
day.
Are we 22 minutes in and he'll just pop by to
you got an edge.
Weed whack.
Yeah.
Got an edge.
The fucking edge lord. That's what we should call that guy. But it's great. They're giving you money back. Thankfully, I need it. I mean, bro, just bet against me this year. I mean, it's been nuts. I even took the Vikings. I even skulled up the audience. I skulled up on Thursday night, and it was 2.5. Got rocked in that one. I lost everything this weekend. Lucky I have a fucking shirt on today. Next up is drinkingbrostickets.com. If you want tickets to any of these events, they're pretty cheap, man. There's not a lot of quality teams in the NFL. So you can actually get NFL tickets really cheap. The ratings are through the roof still. Like, even for these weird-ass fucking games, that's
it's a bad product.
It is. But if you're a fan, this is actually the time to get cheap NFL tickets. So all of them are about $10 cheaper than StubHub. College tickets, concerts, rodeos, you name it. We got it on there. Comedians, Monster Truck, everything.
Do Gravediggers on there?
Yep.
What?
I took my kid to Gravedigger here in Austin.
Legend.
It was at the Frank Irwin Center. And I got we got footage of the Gravedigger, and then they let the kids come down and take pictures. So it was a blast. And I got him the helmet and all that shit. Like, it was really fun. So yeah, you can get all that stuff on there. No lie. I did. We got the Gravedigger tickets on there. So that's a blast. Head on over there to drinkabrostickets.com. Again, $10 cheaper than StubHub. Last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com. Big news to report. We signed Penn State to a 3-year deal. Also signed on with pretty much every Anheuser-Busch house in the whole entire state of Pennsylvania there. So Pennsylvania will be live in March. We're timing that up with their spring game. So you'll get the Penn State cans, and then you'll get the variety packs as well out there. Pennsylvania is a tough state to crack. I'll give shout out to your boy Josh Shapiro over there. He signed this new alcohol deal. So yeah, dude, we're in.
My boy.
And we got Penn State for the next 3 years, which at least will soften the blow when they beat Ohio State this weekend. right now we're in Illinois, Michigan, Oregon, Texas, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, Eastern Seaboard of North Carolina, Ohio. All the new flavors are out. If you see a green apple on the side of the box, that is all the brand new flavors. Tastes like liquid Jolly Ranchers. So I was able to get lucky with a new piece of tech, new flavor house, and the infusion has been flawless. And they're selling out everywhere. Just ask your store if they end up selling out there. Brand new store locator is up as well on hardafseltzer.com. Enter your city or zip. It'll take you to the closest location nearest you. Grab a 12-pack for the tailgate. Support us and support the show. We also ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. If you're not in one of those states or the surrounding states, use the promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off. It'll knock it down to $40 for 24 cans, and we'll ship right to your house. All right, let's get to tonight's Monday night game. Giants at the Steelers, Pittsburgh -6. Delco, who you got? Over under, by the way, is 36.5, which okay. Is very low.
Well, I'll be doing shoulders tonight, so I'll probably not watch this game. I mean, it'll probably be on in the background of some TV in the gym at Lifetime Fitness. I'll go Giants. Fuck it.
Okay. Whoa, I'm sorry. Did you say Giants?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to feel pain.
All right.
Yeah.
While you're working out, you want to add to the pain?
Yeah. Happiness doesn't let him lift, but the rage. Yeah.
I'll put money on the Giants, and then as I kind of look up and see them down by 21, I'll get motivation to lift heavier.
Okay. Yeah. I like that strategy. It's a hatred strategy. Yeah. Yeah.
And if I'm winning, I just win money.
Right. Because the poorer
you
are.
But a dog shit workout.
The poorer you are, the stronger you have to be.
That's true.
So, to work the fields.
Yeah. To work the fields, to fight off other bums for a can of beans, because you can't buy anything.
Right, when I'm
homeless.
I mean,
it's just all the, it's a smart strategy. That's why he has the body he has.
Yeah, it is. I agree with it, by the way.
I lose a lot.
I don't know if you lost as much as I did this weekend. Holy
I lost a lot.
Shit, dude.
Sorry,
and the worst of mine is it's public in Drinking Bros Sports, so like I just get fucking hammered for my bets every single week. I've had some good weeks.
Everybody likes to chime in when you lose. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Who you got, Bob?
Yeah, show me your slips, asshole.
Yeah, sorry you lost your $5, bitch.
Were you unit shaming now?
Yeah, we're unit shaming. If you're going to chirp me because you lost your $5, fuck you.
Money's money. I'm not going to bag on you for that, but go ahead. Who you got?
I honestly, this is a great spot for a teaser. First off, I'll take Pittsburgh straight up -6. That's fine. This would be a good teaser situation. Pittsburgh money line, Pittsburgh pick 'em, and then under 42.5 or whatever it would be. The Steelers or the Giants, I'm sorry, have like not hit over 42 like basically all year. They've hit it like twice or two or three times out of the 7 games they played. So, yeah.
I'm doing the exact same strategy for this game. Identical. I'm taking the straight up Pittsburgh -6. I will tease this up to 42.5 in a 6-point teaser, and then drop this down to a pick'em for the Steelers. I don't know where the offense is going to come from out of there, and the defense for Pittsburgh is great.
I think Steelers are clicking on all cylinders at this point.
They looked like it last week. We'll see how Russ cooks tonight.
They're going to run into a buzzsaw, though, in Daniel Jones.
Are they?
A.K.A. White Vic.
Yeah, he's done. He's got 6 TDs and 4 interceptions.
What's the white version of dogfighting?
Oof. What is that?
Intern fighting?
Yeah. I like that. Yeah,
intern fighting for sure. I like that. Switch on over to baseball real quick, because that game is on tonight, and I want to bet it. Now, if you were watching this live like I was, and I'm at a friend's house for their kid's birthday and all that other stuff, well, the dads are all huddled up. We had the Dodgers-Yankees game on. This is a true story. And those of you who follow us in Drinker Bros Sports on Facebook know this. I caught the opening, and I just saw the back of a guy's legs, and it just in center field.
Yeah.
And then it just panned up as this guy walked out. When the camera spun around, and it was Ice Cube, and he sang fucking Today Was a Good Day and all that other shit. I mean,
yeah.
The place went ballistic. Every white man went crazy. I immediately went to my bookie, put 500 on the Dodgers, and said there's no way they will lose, posted it in Drinking Bros Sports. And the Dodgers ended up winning that game. I think the Yankees tonight have no choice but to bring out Jay-Z. If they don't bring out Jay-Z tonight, they don't win this fucking game.
Do they have that billionaire on call?
I don't know if you want Jay-Z in the public eye right now.
So you got to pop out somehow, dude. Beyonce popped out.
I think they got booed, right? Because she didn't perform.
She did. She did get booed massively. I mean,
yeah, you show up for Beyonce to be concert, there.
People were fucking pissed. But who do you got tonight in Yankees Dodgers? First two games, by the way, have been unbelievable. That walk off by Freddie.
Mm-hmm. One of the worst managerial decisions I've ever seen in my life.
What do you do there? You got Ohtani, you got Betts, and then you got Freeman afterwards.
Behind him, yeah. There was two outs. You do not walk. You never walk the bases loaded. I hate walking the bases loaded. Now you give your pitcher no room for error. It's a tying run at third, not the go ahead run, but still. No room for error.
Yeah.
You are forcing him to throw strikes. And so he has less leeway with how to attack the hitter, right? Like, he can throw balls, but like you have to be tighter about it. And then if there's a pass ball, that's fucked too and everything like that. Secondly, then there's three huge problems with that. So that's the first one. Just walking the base load in general. Fuck that. That's so stupid. Two, you walk Mookie Betts, who is great and probably a future Hall of Famer, undoubtedly, but who I think is a worse situational hitter than Freddie Freeman, who's like probably a top 3 to 5 contact hitter of the 21st century. I mean, you're talking like Freeman, like contact.
He's elite. He's elite. Yes.
Like, yep. You're talking like there are very few people who can situationally hit as well as Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
So you're putting Betts on, who is nowhere near as good of a situational hitter, even though he is still great, as Freeman, to get to Freeman. Crazy. Third, you passed up, I forget the name of the pitcher, I think Hill, you passed up a guy who's been in the bullpen with you for most of the year and stuff like that, for Cortez, who hadn't pitched in a month and a half. Mm-hmm. This was his first appearance in a month and a half.
Yeah. Bases loaded.
Two pitches.
Yep.
Second pitch, fucking blasted grand slam.
I mean, a blast of a grand slam that didn't seem like it was going to land. I mean, it was...
Freddie doesn't hit balls like that usually.
No.
He hits home runs, but not like that.
Well, let me ask you this, because when I looked at it, some friends I was with were diehard Yankees fans.
One of the first things I thought was, oh, Jesse.
My wife and her best friends are from New York.
Yeah.
So they were with us, and we were watching it. And Freddie's been hurt. Out of the three of those guys, I probably would have pitched to Freddie, because they did jack up his ankle with whatever they put in him just to get him to play the goddamn game.
The grand slam really obscures the fact that all they needed was a single, and they brought up the best hitter of singles on the entire lineup. But the problem was that Cortez was so raw and like out of.
I thought you don't respect singles.
I do respect singles.
That's why if it's game over, you get a single.
I know, but he's the biggest Tony Gwynn hater I know.
I don't respect singles if that's all you can do. I don't respect the slap and waddle, okay? I don't respect that.
I also want you to apologize for calling the LA Dodgers a flawed baseball team that couldn't win the World
Series. The entire year, Bob.
They are flawed.
They're up 2-0 right now.
They are. Look, the Yankees have blown. It should be 1-1.
What he's saying is the Yankees have value.
Blew that game. I like the Yankees here tonight for sure.
Let me ask you about the value. Do you like the Yankees for the series then?
Yeah.
What's the price right now?
Oh, God. Let's see.
Go to my bookie. I bet it's steep right now. Down 2-0.
Yeah. Smash.
I bet you need great numbers now. Let me see what the I'm getting game odds.
That would be a good bet because I'm with you. I still think the Yankees can win this series.
Plus 360 to win
the
series.
It's not even 4-1, no.
Yeah, you might want to. I mean, you can't wait if they lose tonight.
Well, I'll put it this way. I got them at plus 110 for the series. So, yeah, this is triple what I got them for right before the series started. So that's not bad. But, yeah,
they need to win tonight. They have to win tonight. Aaron Judge's got to wake up.
Just put money on them to win.
I am. I've got Yankees winning tonight. Who do you got tonight?
I'll take the Yankees. It's certainly not that I believe in conspiracies or anything like that, because I don't. But
I do.
It is certainly in Major League Baseball's interest to not have a sweep or a 5-game series between the Yankees.
Oh, this is going
to go all seven?
Six or seven. It needs to be six or seven.
If it goes six or seven for the ratings, just around the world and everything that's going on, this is
balls are
going
to get juiced tonight.
Oh,
I would take
the
over, too.
I hope so.
They're gonna give him all those like juiced up Aaron Judge baseballs.
Give me a Soto home run too, as well. If that prop exists, I'm all in on that. But I can't wait to watch this Giants Steelers thing will be in the background for me tonight. Yankees Dodgers is fucking awesome.
Sound is on for the baseball game for
sure. The other thing too is the way that they've sped up the game in Major League Baseball. Like, it really heightens the intensity of a World Series. And it's been a fucking great World Series to watch so far. So, yeah.
So, let's see here. Here are the Homer props. Juan Soto to hit a home run. Yes, plus 350.
Woo! Give it to me.
Aaron Judge, plus 195. Here's another decent one. Stanton, who's on fire, plus 275.
Give me both of those.
Yeah, and then, honestly, another guy who's on fire, Freeman's plus 680.
Who's pitching tonight for the Dodgers?
Walker Buehler, who...
not a friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Not a friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
We should play that deleted episode.
Just hanging out at the house.
We should just play that deleted episode.
He was a nice guy.
Yes. And then we got out of there and it was just like, what? I felt like I was tricked. Well, I was like fucking tricked into
pulled the rug out.
Jesus Christ.
Great guy, though. Great guy.
We'll share that story in detail one day, but not today. I like all those props. I'll do those. Check, subscribe to Drinking Bro Sports on Facebook. I'll bet those. And look, do you trust me at this point? Probably not. But I'm going to do it anyways because I'm disgusting and I'm sick. Next up, we'll switch on over to college football here. A lot of people think I'm going to go after you, Bob, for the 34-0 loss. Hey. I'm actually not. I watched that game.
No, I want him to apologize for that, too.
I'm not going to. I'll tell you why. I watched that entire game because I had money on it.
They shouldn't even be ranked.
It's not
get him out of here.
Brady Cook was virtually dead in this game. He tried to play the entire thing. That's all you can ask for your starting quarterback. The second string guy is not going to get it done either, so it doesn't fucking matter.
We wouldn't have won if he was healthy. So
he was
virtually
dead all last year, too. That's what Brady Cook does. He gets hurt.
No, he was fine.
Last year, he was healthy.
He was healthy.
Yeah, he was healthy to start this year, too. Ish. No, he was healthy last year. He was not healthy 2 years ago, and he was healthy to start this year.
Brady Cook just
gets,
that's what he does. He gets hurt.
I guess. Apparently.
I don't know, but I watched him try to gut this out, and it was painful to watch. And truthfully, Alabama still didn't look that great. I mean, they were only up 13-0 at halftime.
No, our defense played really, really well until the floodgates broke. Until
they didn't.
Yeah. But there's nothing you can do when you don't have a quarterback. So, what are you supposed to do there?
Running back is hurt, too. It doesn't matter we would have lost anyway.
He was out for the game.
Yeah.
No big deal, but we found a quarterback at fourth string.
You did?
Yeah.
You talking me out of betting betting BYU as a dog, makes me so irrationally
angry. I don't
know
why Vegas still loves my school. But.
My only bet that I won the entire weekend was Moneyline BYU, and
I'm coming.
I could not figure it out.
Listen, our four-string quarterback came in, 2 for 2 on his drives for touchdowns. So Dylan Risk is the future. He's a freshman dual threat.
Jesus Christ.
I can't do this, but with this... The shocking part is how many announcers are now in on gambling. before that game started, did you watch the game? Did you have it on, the volume on?
Yeah.
The announcer literally said, I don't know why Vegas has the BYU as a dog in this game. Mm-hmm. What do they know that we don't? Which, live on television, I was like, oh, I guess we're there now.
I guess they just have not watched our games and just have faith in Gus Malzahn. We just fired our D coordinator, so that's cool.
But they were getting 2.5 points. Like, they're an undefeated team who's ranked number 11 in the nation. Yeah. I don't know what happened there, but that was the one win I got out of this weekend. The one that I lost, we'll start with, well, we'll go through all the ones that I lost. Kyle McCord. That is your answer why he is no longer with Ohio State. Not only did he throw 5 interceptions,
Gunslinger.
He sets the FBS record for throwing 3 6 pick sixes in a game.
Because he's letting it loose.
He set the FBS record for fearlessness.
Yeah. Just letting it go. Zero fear.
They had 13 points in this game. Now, here's the shot. Here's an even more shocking stat than 3 pick sixes and 5 touchdowns. He threw 64 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that close to a record?
He threw 63 times against UNLV.
Did he really?
Yeah. They're letting him just fucking uncork.
I mean, what the fuck? I did take it. It was in sports. I lost.
It's actually not even close to the record.
No, what is it? I bet someone's thrown like 100 times.
89 is what I'm seeing.
Jesus. That's
for Wazoo. We're under Leach.
Oh, that was it like...
Connor Halliday, looks like.
Oh, I would have thought like not Minshew, but someone around that era.
Yeah, yeah. And he also has the most passing yards in a game tied with Patrick Mahomes for the most college passing yards in a game, D1, 734.
Jesus Christ. In one game?
Yeah, yeah.
God damn. That's nuts, man. Next up was Boise State, UNLV. Great game. Fun to watch, man. Genty, another 128-yard game.
They bottled Genty up.
Do you want to admit,
though? They did, but he is 100 yards now back of Barry Sanders, so I don't know that that's achievable.
Are you going to say Pitt's good, though?
We'll get there. No, I'm not. They lost in overtime.
No, Pitt.
Oh, Pitt. No. Look, Pitt is playing at SMU this week. Who wins that?
Pitt.
Ponies.
That's what I'm talking about.
House divided.
This is why I say, hey, they're not good, because nobody's got them as a consensus over the other.
That just means it's a hard division. ACC's loaded.
They're beating up on each other.
Yeah.
Oregon smashing Illinois, man. Oregon is the best team in the nation.
Yeah.
Most complete all the way around. There was some thought early on in the year.
You guys scoffed. You laughed at me when I said Oregon was going to win the national championship. I was dragged on this show.
I was
called a dirty liberal.
Yeah, we'll get to it. You're still called a dirty liberal, obviously, but like, we'll get to it in a second, but about the national championship. But as far as this goes, to dismantle a pretty decent Illinois team that, I mean, it was fucking 35-3 at halftime.
Clinical.
It really was. I mean, it was the guy, the quarterback for Illinois, who's had a really good year.
Altmaier.
He was on the sideline just with his head down going, I don't know what is happening out here. Mm-hmm. And it was shocking to see. I think, and I'm going to skip over to Ohio State because I'm going to save this one. I think having watched all of these teams in person now, it's probably Oregon versus Georgia for the national championship at this point. And I think Oregon can outscore Georgia.
I think Georgia can lose. I mean, Oregon can also lose in the playoff. I think anyone can. It's anyone's game. You get in.
Yeah, this year especially.
But if they get a bye, I don't see anybody being able to outscore them, and because their defense is pretty good. Minus the Ohio State game, obviously.
Yeah, but you're going to have that rest versus rust argument. Not someone's going to be coming off like a huge win in the first round.
I think so, too. It happens in the wild card for the NFL all the time.
Well, especially, I suppose, if like, because let's say Georgia wins the SEC, you know, what? Maybe Oregon catches like a Texas in the second round or something.
Right. And that's where things could get tricky here. Yeah. But yeah, in my opinion, after watching all these teams in person, and especially this one, Oregon's a clear-cut number one to me, and Georgia's two. Next up was Penn State versus Wisconsin.
Great win.
Great win because their quarterback went out at halftime, and they were actually down in this game. The backup quarterback, whoever this gigantic man is, who's 6'5 and like 280 or whatever the fuck it is, Bo Prabula? his name? Like, I didn't know who he was until I saw the back of his jersey. I don't know how to pronounce it yet. Came in and literally led this team to a victory there.
Was he a big Italian?
Pribula? Does that sound Italian?
I didn't catch it.
I don't know. But he looked good. And yeah, that was a big win on the road.
No, it's Slavic. He's a Slav.
We got a Slav in there.
Slav in there, huh?
It just sounds like the name of a quarterback who throws the ball 12 times a game.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't sound like a guy who throws the ball.
Yeah, exactly. So that'll set up a 3-4 matchup now with Ohio State winning at Nebraska. Look.
No, it was at home.
What's up?
It was at Ohio State.
No, this is at Penn State.
No, I know, but you beat Nebraska at home.
Oh, yeah. I did, but we'll get to that right now. I'm talking about this week.
Yeah.
Penn State versus Ohio State will be a 3-4 matchup now. That will be at Penn State. Ohio State fans are going to be pissed off about this one. Look, the entire left side of the line is now out for the season. When Josh Simmons went down in that Oregon game, I turned to you and I go, that loss, that guy leaving will haunt them for the rest of the year. You lost his backup for the rest of the year. You lost the other left tackle for the rest of the year. It forced Will Howard to be perfect. He was at 13 for 16 there for 3 touchdowns. Chip Kelly had to change the entire offense. They brought in a right guard and started slotting them over there. They've never played there before. This is something that you're going to have to bring up Rudy's from the practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
To go against Penn State's defense, load up that left side of the line. You will get dismantled in this game, and there is nothing you can do about it. Dan and I, he's gone this week, but Holloway and I talk about this all the time. If you don't have a good O-line or a good D-line, you are over with. Ohio State could not run the ball the entire game. They don't have the line anymore. Both, I think, Henderson and Judkins had like 48 yards total. In the fourth quarter, they actually had to give up and say, all right, let's just win this on defense and punt the ball, which is the smartest move there was. People are coming after Ryan Day. There's nothing you can do about these fucking injuries, guys.
You gotta start spending money on that training staff and strength and conditioning.
Or let me ask you this. Instead of carrying 6 quarterbacks like most teams are doing these days, or 5 quarterbacks on scholarship, do you start offering more scholarship positions to these fucking lines?
You need depth. That's why it's not the same era, I guess, but the reason that like Saban won so many natties, really, and the reason why Kirby Smart's the best coach right now is that like they roll like 3 fucking deep in all the positions. So like skill positions, you need a little depth in case of injuries. But when you have depth on the lines, no one gets tired.
Right.
In the fucking trenches.
Especially on defense. But
yeah.
Do you even need scholarships with NIL now? You could just be like, hey, you're not on scholarship, but like this fucking car dealership is going to cover everything.
They'll change it to an NIL cap by the time that.
They will, but the other part of this is kids want to start and kids want to play.
Mm.
If you're going to a practice squad on these teams, like your scholarship doesn't kick in until a season-ending injury happens, and then you get the scholarship. So like you would still have to pay for your own college at that point, which is why they are going to be fucked. And looking at it, because I had I think $4,000 on this before the season started for Ohio State to win. If you're on mybookie.com, there is a cash out option. I cashed out the second this game was over. I think Ohio State loses to Penn State now because of their defense. Their defense is elite. I think I said this about Indiana 2 weeks ago. Indiana, the most impressive part about their team isn't their offense, it's their fucking defense. I think they lose to Indiana, and this Michigan game could be a 7-3 game here, and I think Ohio State could potentially
You're not losing to Michigan.
Michigan can't score. You guys are too good on defense.
Michigan is total ass.
But it's going to be a defense versus defense game.
You're still more than good enough on offense.
Also, didn't Michigan just like stomp out Michigan State players?
Yeah.
So who knows how many guys are gone.
They're reviewing it now, yeah. But I'm telling you, you cannot win a football game like this. Like, To give up an entire half and then put it all on one drive on Will Howard, I think it was the smart move on Chip Kelly's part. So they won the game. But to leave it all up to the defense for the entire game, I mean, the time of possession here was like a 14-minute difference for Nebraska. And they play their hearts out. So Nebraska fans, I'm not even saying that. It's just they lost 56-7 the week before. There's simply nothing you can do there. And their national title hopes are done for the year, and I think they will lose to Penn State this week. Texas versus Vandy ended up being a blast of a game. I don't know if you guys saw it.
Yeah.
Texas. Quinn Ewers played as well as he could play.
To just look,
and it was still a 3-point game.
We're not respecting Vandy enough then.
Yeah. I mean, they
feisty
scored late.
Feisty fucking Vandy.
They scored late.
Yeah, they had a chance to get the ball back on side kick. I mean, they had a shot to get, yeah.
Yeah, because they got the fucking ultimate gamer in Pavia.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude, Vandy is fucking feisty.
They are. Pavia, that kid just does not give up till the last. I mean, he'll give it all he has, dude. Yeah. I agree. But man, the way that they have played Georgia, like everybody this year has been nuts, dude.
They're not easy to take
Bama,
down.
They beat Bama, and then 3 points against Texas. Do you think Texas can win it all now?
No.
They I could. Don't either.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Dude, anyone can win it all.
I know anyone can win it all. They're not going to win it all.
I don't think
like,
so either.
Like, no one's elite this year.
I understand that, but they're not going to win. Let me just, like, yes, I understand. Anyone can win it. First off, them making the playoffs might even be in question, because right now it feels like A&M is going to kick the fucking shit out of them. Man, and they
if that's a close game and they don't play in the SEC championship, I would still think Texas is going to make
and
it.
And I want to see what happens alone. At Arkansas.
I know.
Eh.
Arkansas is getting better, man, every week, dude.
And honestly,
beat up Mississippi
Florida's
State.
Not playing too bad.
They got Florida
they can
here.
Get jump. Three of the next four teams they play can jump up and bite them. They're going to be Kentucky. Don't worry about that.
Yeah,
but Kentucky's Florida fine. At Arkansas and at A&M. Right now, they're probably not even the favorite at A&M.
I don't think so either.
I'd imagine A&M's favored in that game.
I agree. Who does A&M have on their schedule
Nobody.
Left?
Just Texas.
South Carolina, New Mexico State, Auburn, and Texas. Holy shit, dude.
I mean,
A&M
South
could be
Carolina,
playing for the SEC championship.
South Carolina can jump up and bite you, too.
Yeah, but they
it
lose one game.
South Carolina, it's a night game, too.
They lose one game, they could still play in the SEC championship.
Yes, yes, yes.
But the worst case scenario is we could have a Texas A&M back-to-back weeks.
No, because Georgia's still there at 4-1.
I mean, if Georgia slips up, though. But I'm saying Texas wins that game against A&M. A&M would only have one SEC loss.
Yeah.
And they could play in the SEC championship a week later.
But right now, Texas doesn't have the tiebreaker to get it.
I understand, but Georgia can still lose.
Yeah.
They could, but...
They won't, but
man,
they
yeah. With those lines, how strong they are, they have a shot in every game, which is something that I can only say about Oregon and Georgia right now. Everybody else, yes, it's a fucking toss-up, but A&M could sneak in there, man. What a wild season. You had Jimbo all those years. You paid him the biggest contract you could.
Yeah, because Georgia still has Florida. They got Ole Miss, Tennessee.
I'm not worried about Ole Miss.
Tennessee?
Scary.
Tennessee's scary.
Ole Miss, where's it at?
Ole Miss.
I'm not worried about Ole Miss.
I could see Lane getting one.
Same. I could see Lane getting one this year. Yeah, for real. I could see him getting one. Notre Dame. These fucking Notre Dame fans, dude, coming after us on this goddamn show because we
they
all picked Navy.
Respect.
They lost to Northern Illinois.
But they've been smoking everyone
else.
They
have been. They've been smoking everybody.
But the money line Navy pick that we all had here, Navy had 6 turnovers in this game, which for a triple option, I never do they have turnovers like that.
Fumbles.
Just getting the ball punched out by big dudes. I do like when Notre Dame fans talk shit to
me. I don't know if I want those officers in the field of battle. If they can't handle the big lights.
How will they handle their weapons?
Yeah.
Yeah. They could be. Dropping
weapons.
Dropping grenades on their own men.
I do enjoy when Notre Dame fans talk shit to me, though, because a lot of times if there's like Georgia or Texas, I get a message or Arkansas, whatever. I'll see it and I'll be like, I wonder if they went there or not. But when I go in front of a Notre Dame fan, I'm just like, I know you didn't go there.
Yeah. One, you didn't go there.
Listen, it's a culture thing,
all
right?
You didn't go to that school.
So just because they didn't step foot in the entire state of Indiana doesn't mean they can't be Notre Dame fans, all right? The state of Indiana doesn't even recognize Notre Dame as its own.
No, I didn't even know. By the way, full disclosure, I didn't know until we actually played them, Ohio State played them in college, that they were in Indiana. I didn't know. It just seemed like this mythical
place. They
should
move it. They should move it to the Northeast.
It is culturally.
It feels like a Boston school.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Should be in
Boston, New York, Philly.
Yeah.
Even St. Louis. Like, put it in St. Louis.
We have a lot of, I grew up with a lot of Notre Dame fans.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I only knew one. Well, there was one couple on my block from my parish, from my church, who they both went to Notre Dame. Diehard Notre Dame fans. God bless them. Everyone else, including my own grandfather, who was a Notre Dame fan, didn't go there.
Yeah. And then Kalen Cothran, in particular, in there was like, yeah, after Ohio State pulled it out against the Bradley, Ohio State fucking trash, man. Your team sucks. And I'm like, bro, Notre Dame has not beaten Ohio State since 1936. Okay? But did Hitler even start the war at that point?
He had been annexing territory, I believe. But no, shots hadn't really been fired.
No.
Hitler hadn't even rose to power yet.
Well, he was there.
He was in power.
But
he was like, oh, he's kind of an issue.
He's like, oh, sorry, I'm just going to step on Czechoslovakia. It's no big deal.
Yeah, and then they haven't won a title since 1988. I mean, I can't hear it from Notre Dame fans. Just win something, anything, if you want to. Next up is, that Washington-Indiana game.
Indiana.
Backup quarterback for Indiana, too.
Indiana is a fucking machine because their coach is a fucking machinist.
He's an animal. He's a fucking animal, and they did it with a backup quarterback.
Don't need him.
Unbelievable.
Plug and
their
play.
Defense is really fucking good, man. Just watch for the defense
in
Indiana.
If you're familiar with James Madison at all before, I always forget the name of their coach because it doesn't even matter, but before he came
give
over.
Give him his respect, man.
I know. I just always forget the name of the coach.
But what surprises me is it's like Cigna, whatever. He's like in
Cignetti.
He's like in his 60s.
Yeah, he's kind of old.
I thought he was like a young gun.
He looks young, and he talks like a younger
dude. It's just those JMU teams, they were just disciplined as fuck, just tight games every time. Indiana's playing that way now. Like, you, and that's a good thing when you're a school like that. So, like, when you're in Ohio State or Georgia or whatever, you don't make a lot of mistakes, but it's because of talent. But you also have room to make mistakes because of your talent and the talent gaps. Schools like Indiana, Missouri, whatever, they do their best when they are mistake-free and force mistakes from other people because they're just disciplined as shit. Like, that is when you have your best versions of those schools. This Indiana team just doesn't fuck up.
And speaking of discipline, when you have your starting quarterback who is out for the game, you have to run the ball. You're forced to run the ball. Washington knows they're going to run the fucking ball. They ran 52 times for 188 yards in this game. Like, that's how you do it. Like,
are you excited though when he beats Ryan Day and gets Ryan Day fired? That's your next coach.
Yeah, is
Ohio
Ryan
State?
Day gone after this year? If this year doesn't go,
if it goes the way I think this is going to go, which, look, in my personal opinion, and like I'll be the first one to throw anybody under the bus at Ohio State, like fire these motherfuckers. But this will be because of injuries, not particular Ryan Day on this one. I think you go all in on Vrabel, and yes, I think he will get fired. Vrabel is sitting out there. If there's this soft fucking thing that is in the air, that is the Ohio State thing in the background, especially if he loses to Michigan, they fire him the second after the game ends.
Yeah.
Someone's flaccid out there? Someone's soft?
Yes. And so I think your options, you got two, Urban or Vrabel. Other than that, there is no other coach that is left in college football that is capable of doing this. So I think you're stuck with him. But if Vrabel, behind the scenes, if they're talking to him and say, hey, do you want to do this? Because he's a diehard Ohio State alum. And
you guys haven't really hired a new, relatively unproven, I guess, Day, but that was kind of by accident that you hired him. Because
Day was underneath
Urban stepped
Urban.
Down, though, right?
No. So Day was going to get hired for somebody else. And so Day had like 10 offers to go coach. And then they put the system in place of, hey, we'll jack up your OC salary. Urban will step down. Take over for Urban. So Urban that was all in place.
Urban had another fake heart attack on the sidelines.
It wasn't fake. He shouldn't be coaching, which is, by the way, me saying Urban Meyer out loud, he's not going anywhere.
He's like, I want to see my daughters play sports, and then immediately signs up for a broadcast job.
Yep.
But like, you really haven't hired a coach since 2001.
But a broadcast job for him is easy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, but he's traveling. So it's
he's on Fox every fucking noon game is Ohio State. So he's there.
Yeah. Like, there's no pressure to,
he's just driving down the road at that point.
Yeah.
Even next week, it is another noon game for Ohio State at home. So is this one.
Fucking
I think
Fox.
Four games on this schedule are noon Fox Ohio State games. So he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Those are your options there at Ohio State.
The funniest thing is if Ryan Day gets fired, you just replace him with Lincoln Riley.
No, we're Lincoln staying, dude.
That's Lincoln Riley also needs to get fired.
That would be hilarious.
But he's out of options. So, like, he's staying there.
He's going to go be an OC in the NFL.
Although,
you think so?
That's what he should do.
I think USC owes him a lot of money.
Probably.
I think he stays. But I would back up the truck then for Vrabel if you lose to Michigan. If he doesn't, because of the injuries, like, as much as I'd love to say to it, no. That's, I don't think it's his fault. And then we'll switch on over to the UFC because of the World Series and everything that was going on. I ended up watching it. I did not watch the UFC.
I mean, Kansas State, too, also pulled it out against Kansas late.
Oh, my God. You want to talk about losing money.
I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
K-State barely wins that game against a Kansas team. They should have rolled.
They had to hit like a 52-yarder to win.
It was
really?
Yeah.
It was bad. Bad game. Horrible game by Kansas State. But they won.
Okay. So, was it the night game?
Yeah, it was one of the night games.
Yeah, I had the World Series on.
And then look, I'm
oh, and SMU, Jesus Christ.
Cone blocked a field goal, a chip shot with time expiring to send it to overtime.
I lost my ass on that. I lost so much fucking money, it hurt inside, and like,
stop betting against Pitt and SMU.
They won the Duke won the game. I mean, it was a chip shot that was blocked.
Did you see how it was blocked too?
Yes.
It leapt over the entire line.
Yep, sure did. I mean, how you're not driving that thing like
an Adonis.
Oh my God.
And then Duke is like, fuck it. Manny Diaz is like, fuck it. We ball now. Goes for two in the first overtime
to
win it.
Yeah.
Bam! Ponies!
Yeah.
Ponies!
They gave up that game. I mean, they literally gave up that game two times in a row. I had Duke money line. It was with the points too. It was fucking. It was 390. It was plus 390. It was plus 390 in that fucking game. Like, it was 4-1. I had everything on that. I would have won $2,200.
Honest to God, that's a great bet because I thought the line was way too big. I did not take SMU with that line because it's a road game against a 6-1 team. I don't care who they played. It's a 6-1 team at home. Like, fuck it, dude. That's a lot of points.
I just, the money line, and yeah, because I don't believe in SMU, and like, rightfully so. Jesus Christ, man. When that field goal got blocked, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I was looking around the house for a fucking butcher.
What side are you going to pick this weekend between the two of us?
Oh, that one I don't care, actually.
Okay.
I'm just happy that someone's going to lose.
You're
going to
sit that out?
Yes.
You can't.
I'll let the two of you guys go at it, dude. These are your two teams. They have to play each other. One of you is going to lose. Who are you on? Because he's SMU and you're Pitt. Yeah, so, yeah. You guys should have something together on this.
Yeah, we'll have a mayor bet.
Because I hate both of these teams. I'm just amped that one of them is going to lose and I don't have to hear about them ever again. So, yeah. Whoever that is, no idea. No idea. Because, look. SMU should have lost this goddamn
game. All right, can I pitch you rooting for SMU real quick?
No.
Nope.
Do you know what their turnover chain is?
No, what is it?
You know SMU's a very wealthy school, right? All the kids that go there are rich.
It's church money.
Do they still do the bottle service thing?
It's turnover bottle service. Every time someone gets an interception or a fumble, they sit down and they get bottle service on the sidelines.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Is it in a like a tray thing?
Yeah. Turnover bottle service.
Oh my God, dude.
I can't compete with that.
Breaking news, Otani is playing tonight. I didn't think he would play.
Okay.
He looked like he fucking broke his wrist. No, so he's in the lineup tonight. We'll switch on over to UFC because of the World Series. I didn't watch it.
That was awesome.
I heard.
Yeah.
Tell the audience what happened.
So Max, I think honestly, you could argue he won the first two rounds and he was looking really good. Really good. But Topuria might just be the best pound for pound fighter in the world. And he just, I mean, he hurt him bad and then just colded him, like knocked Max out. It was sad, but it was also awesome at the same time. It was the first time Max ever been knocked out in the UFC.
Oh, no shit. Wow. Can you tell us about the broken jaw thing with
Whitaker?
Yes.
Yeah, so Chimaev immediately took down Whitaker, got his back, got a face crank on. And I guess just like pushed his jaw in to the point that his teeth just went inward. And it was nasty as hell. He tapped immediately. And people were like, that was weird. He wasn't under the neck. But then they showed the pictures and he was like pointing to his jaw immediately. And it was like, oh shit, he fucking mountained his jaw. He fucking smashed it in.
It broke and it caved in, right?
Yeah.
Because Dana White, I did catch an interview with him later, and he goes,
it's like pushing a watermelon in.
But he said he had never seen it, and he didn't know what was going on until after the fight as well. Yeah. And then they found out. Jesus Christ, that's awful.
It's a scary dude. Chimaev is terrifying.
Jesus, man. How was the rest of the card?
It was good. Yeah. It was mostly really fun, entertaining fights, but I hate the Dubai crowd. It's just like so, like there's no juice.
And it's on super early.
Of course
early.
There's not juice there. It's fucking Dubai.
Juice.
Oh, juice.
Yeah.
Juice.
Juice.
But it's also on super early.
Oh, I like that. I mean, it's going against a couple of the 12 o'clock games, and I think the max fight was at like 3, but I had two TVs on. I was going back and forth.
Gotcha. Yeah, I had Ohio State on, and then, yeah, well, that came down to the last goddamn second, so I wasn't switching over.
Yeah, I mean, Topuria, he's just awesome. He's probably the most well-rounded fighter in the world. Just some of the best boxing. He knocked out Volk, knocked out Max. He's kind of speed running to being the best featherweight ever.
Yeah. Well, there you have it, kids. I don't like those fights over there, though. Like,
I think they're
if
gonna,
you have a card that good.
But he's going to be like an international superstar. So I imagine his next fight's going to be in Spain.
Okay.
They're going to finally do a card in like Madrid or something.
All right.
Which would be fun.
Yeah, that'd be a blast for the audience, for sure.
A little early, you know. Well, like, yeah, when games are in, like, when, like, the Olympics are in, like, Spain or France or England, like, that's prime time's relative.
Dude, the last time they did the fucking English card, they made them fight their time at, like, 4 in the morning, yeah. So it was
awful
prime time for UFC. UFC.
You don't need to do that.
No.
On, like, 5 p.m.
And those guys were fucking blasted drunk over there for that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ, dude. Next up is Stipe, right? That's the big one, Stipe versus John Jones?
Maybe, if it happens.
You think it won't?
Probably will happen, but I mean, Stipe hasn't fought in like a half decade.
But he's training, I'm assuming, right?
Well, he's a firefighter. He's always training.
Yeah.
He's always ready to answer the call.
Now, on the flip side, we know some people who know some people over there. Says John Jones is partying his ass off, so.
Probably, because Stipe's old as hell. He's fighting a cripple.
John Jones is 38.
Yeah, but Stipe's he's a broken man.
Who do you still take John Jones in that?
Yeah. John Jones is going to work him. All and then he's going to retire. Avoid Tommy Aspinall altogether, and we'll never get that fight. So,
cool. Right.
We'll just have to move on, and then they'll just elevate Tommy to permanent champion or like undisputed champion because John will retire.
Okay. Last but not least, here I want to bring up this Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight. We're giving away a signed Mike Tyson boxing glove. You can choose the round and all that fun stuff here via MyBookie.com and Drinking Bros Sports and all of that. Had a chance to talk with his reps last week. He is taking this unbelievably seriously, has quit marijuana entirely,
mm-hmm.
Leading up until this fight. Their exact words to me were on the phone that if Tyson can just get to him within 3 rounds, he wants to knock him out. He wants to put on the final display of his life. And go out a fucking hero. They're worried, though, if Jake runs around for past the third round, that Tyson's cardio won't be there. Obviously, he's 59 years old. But apparently, he really is taking this, like, unbelievably seriously and wants to knock him out. And that was their quote over there.
Sure.
If he quit weed, holy shit. I mean,
you're training for a fight. You're going to get hit in the head. I mean, you should probably take it seriously. I know it's Jake Paul, but like you should probably, if another human being is throwing fisticuffs at your head, you probably want to be at like your peak physical level that you can be because you're already old. You already have a bunch of brain damage.
Yeah.
Why do you want to take more?
I agree, but then we've seen other people go in the ring against Jake Paul thinking it's Jake Paul and they were just going to win and didn't look like they trained. So yeah, at least it's nice to hear that he is.
Well, Mike
really
Tyson still has
seriously.
A little bit more of a brain than Nate Diaz, right?
Yeah, he's got a lot of brain. It's just, you know,
Diaz
shit
does not. No. So it didn't matter.
He's not going to fight again, is he?
Who knows? He's always trying to fight. He'll probably fight in the UFC again. They'll probably sign him in for like a Dustin Poirier fight or something. Maybe Conor 3.
Oh, man.
If Conor ever fights again, it'll probably be against like Nate Diaz.
I'd watch
just
it.
Just a total washed fight.
I'd watch it. You got me. I'm gonna watch this. I'm gonna watch that. You got me. I just want to be entertained at the end of the day. So I'm good with it.
I would love to see Topuria fight Connor and just knock his head off.
Oh, there's no way
he would destroy.
There's
him.
No way he would fight Topuria. There's
Topuria
not a million years.
Would I think maybe murder Connor.
I agree. There's no way Connor would do that. At this point in his career,
it could be,
he might not even fight ever.
That
again,
might
anyways.
Be like the biggest fight ever, though.
Oh yeah, but.
Between like the international crowds and everything, that would be huge.
But why do that if you're Connor and you've already got $500 million?
Get like, another half billy, you know.
Oof. I mean, he would get murdered.
Keep grinding.
Though. I mean, like you're looking at serious brain damage though if you did that. I think so. Like I just wouldn't risk it.
So Volk's probably going to fight Topuria again. I would not advise that. I mean,
nope.
Volk's been knocked out twice.
No.
In the last two fights. So
skip that fight. Yeah,
Topuria is probably going to knock his fucking block off again.
Yeah, I would definitely skip that fight as well if I'm him. But we'll see. Money's money, and somebody's going to step up and do it.
Yeah.
We'll just see who that person is. In the meantime, flip on over to Patreon for Drinking Bros Fake News. Quick reminder, again, D'Anthony Holloway is actually filming a Real AF podcast with Andy Frisella in St. Louis today. He will be back tomorrow. Obviously, that is a massive show, and maybe we'll cross feed it and put his that interview on Drinking Bros feed in the future. Andy, I think, usually tapes about a week in advance over there. Obviously, he's super busy running one of the biggest companies in the world with First Form. So that's why he was not on today's show, and he won't be on the next show either. He will be back tomorrow. As far as YouTube is concerned, we're still getting questions about what happened last week. We had a one-week ban on YouTube, so all of the content is on Patreon for last week. I believe it ended. Did today's show go up on YouTube with Jeffrey Wu?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're back.
We're back.
All right. We're back. Today. We're going to go light until the election and then go hard that night. And then after that, who really cares about YouTube? We'll figure it out. But join us on Patreon. We will be live here probably at the top of the hour for Drinking Bros Fake News. In the meantime, rate this show a 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify, just a 5-star, and you can walk away. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Bet with us or against Ross. For D'Anthony D'Anthony Holloway, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.